Good morning once again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Hope everyone is having a nice morning or whenever it is you're listening to this message. I hope that the Lord is blessing you. yes, today I would like to share a little bit from a chapter here in Proverbs chapter 4. I will go over a few verses here, and we can find some inspiration in it. It's a very good chapter that has a lot of good admonitions and reminders and just direction for our thoughts. So it begins by saying, it says, "Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding." It seems like from when we are young, when a child is born, if it's healthy, as it grows, it's always learning new things. Always learning, always, and growing. And if it wasn't growing, you would start saying, oh, there's something wrong. And so it says, attend to no understanding. And I think that's all our lives. We are always striving for more understanding, like whether it's for some type of a hobby or some kind of an interest that you have, or for work, or for sicknesses, illnesses. You're always trying to increase your knowledge and understanding. And so this chapter begins by saying to listen to the instruction of the Father and attend to no understanding. Then it says, "For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." And so our understanding or our attention to understanding should be for knowledge that will bring glory and praise to the Lord. And continues on by saying, "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." In a lot of these chapters that I read and they've gone over, it's very often, quite often, it talks about keeping the commandments. And then when it also, right with it, it goes, or it indicates that there is life. If you keep the words of the Lord, then there is life. Verse 5 goes on, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not," speaking of the wisdom or the understanding, "and she shall preserve thee. Love her and she shall keep thee." So it's such a in what it's bringing out here, the wisdom where we get understanding is that we want to hold on to it, want to grasp it and not let go. And that will preserve us. It's love her and she shall keep thee. Verse 7, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding." But the principal thing is the wisdom. And I sort of remember another verse that in Proverbs also that says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." So it's all connected together with what wisdom is. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's knowing the Lord, fearing the Lord, and knowing what the Lord's will is. So therefore, get wisdom. I think there is also in the New Testament, if I don't have it wrong, it says that the wisdom from above is not like the wisdom of the world. wisdom of God. It's not the wisdom of the world. So when it's speaking about wisdom here, it's not being wise in this world, but wise in the things of God. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. It's very assuring to see that if we remain with the wisdom of God and make that our principal thing, that all our lives we are, if we are going to get wisdom and understanding, we want it to be for something that is eternal, then and we exalt it, and it says, she shall bring thee to honor. And if you embrace it, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. And then it also says to his son, if you receive the sayings, then your life, the years of your life will be many. And I also like the way it says that when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. And that's precious also, to get a hold of instruction. When we travel, those of us that drive vehicles, usually you have a plan where you're going, you know where you're going, and if you map it out, you have a map that shows where you're going, and you follow that map. And if you didn't follow the map, or if you missed a step, usually you get lost, and then you have a hard time finding your way back. And so following instruction and being diligent in that is how we also want to walk the Christian life. And the instruction that we have all comes from the Holy Spirit and from the Word of God, the Scriptures. And we need to dig into the Scriptures to increase our wisdom and understanding, and then hold on to that instruction so that we won't be we won't get lost, and we won't stumble, we won't be sidetracked. And then I'll skip to verse 20. It says, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. So, as I was saying earlier about traveling and with a map, and you have your route mapped out, it's the same here. We already have the instructions and what we need to do. We can find all that in the Word of God and in the Scriptures. And when we have found that and understand it, then we want our eyes to look right on. We don't want to be looking away from our goal. And it says to ponder the path of thy feet. So to pay attention to where you're going, not just walking carefree, not knowing where you're going, is what I get out of it. Then it ends by saying, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. So when we're following the footsteps of Jesus, we like to say, well, we'll follow the footsteps of Jesus. Well, we need to know those footsteps. We need to know that which ones are his footsteps, and not somebody else's. And then, so we need to pay attention. We need to look to where we're going. And then that way we will be able to follow those footsteps and not be sidetracked and be following something else and get lost. So I find a lot of encouragement in this, in these verses, and I hope that it was also encouraging to you, and to just remember that there is a path that's already given, and there are instructions on how to follow that path. And if we are desirous of it, it's all in the Word of God. It's all in the Bible. We just need to study it diligently and then follow it, and we'll get to that goal. So may God bless the rest of your day. And just a reminder again that tomorrow morning, which is Saturday, there's the Bible study group at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you would like to join us live, just call this number. It's area code 857-216-6700. And the ID number to get on there is 525-819. So I hope you will join, and we can be further enlightened and edified. God bless you.